Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 351. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today, I want to give you one thing to think about, broken into two parts. And it's in response to what I see to be the biggest challenge when it comes to dating in the year 2021, the year 2022. And this, of course, is from my own experience, but it's also from, you know, 3 years of podcasting and listening to everyone tell me what's up in their lives, tell me why dating has become so difficult. And it boils down to one simple idea, that the biggest challenge with modern dating that I've learned is, how do you know what someone else's intention is? You know what you want, you know what you're doing, you know why you're dating, but it's very difficult to know what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing. Why are they dating in the first place? That's the biggest issue early on in dating. It's misaligned intentions. You want something? Question mark. Do they want the same thing? Question mark. How do you know? How do you know if they're for real? How do you know what they want? How do you know if they're looking for something serious or looking for something casual? How do you know if they're actually into you? How do you know if they just want to hook up? Whatever it may be. That's the challenge. That's the human challenge. How do you know what they want? How do you know what they actually want? How do you know what their true intention is? And it's really tough. Of course, it's really tough. And I get so many DMs about this. And I've definitely addressed this in like different ways previously in older episodes. But I get all of these questions all the time. I'd say the majority of them are women, but you know, there's definitely no huge difference here. But I get a lot of questions that are like, how do I know what their intention is? I don't know. How do I know what it is? You know, I'm trying to feel him out. I'm overthinking it. We went out twice, but I still don't know what he really wants. We've gone out 3 times and I still don't really know what he's looking for. And I hear all those comments, which are totally valid, of course. And my response to those, it's always the same. It's always the same. And that's what I want to talk about today. The advice that I give in these instances, and then also what you can do yourself to get some clarity. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, just wanted to let you know, quick update, that I'm actually currently testing selling the New Mindset Journal on Amazon. It's actually a bit of an update because previously for the past 2 years, it's only been available on newmindsetwhodis.com. And it still is, of course. You can still get the 40% off bundle deal and the candles on New Mindset and all the bonuses on newmindsetwhodis.com. But in the meantime, I want to make it as easy as possible for people to pick up the journal. So it is available on Amazon, which means you can use your Amazon Prime and get it in like 24 hours, which is just insane. But if you're interested, head over to Amazon. You'll find it there, the New Mindset Journal. But as always, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for all your ratings and reviews. You all are just so, so kind to me that I really just want to return a favor in any way I can. So I just want to be helpful. So with that in mind, today's episode, you know, it's how do you know what their intention is? How do you know what they want? That's the context for this episode. And specifically, I'm talking about early in dating. I'm talking about date one, date two, date three. Before I had hope that you get committed, or before you're like, I'm all in, right? Early on. How do you know if they're for real? How do you know if you're on the same page? Because at the end of the day, isn't that what date one and date two, what they're all about? It's all about making sure you're on the same page. Because if you're not, frankly, any compatibility you might have, any great conversation you might have, any physical attraction you might have, well, frankly, it's a little bit meaningless if you're not on the same page. Wouldn't you say? Like, you get along, say for instance, you get along, you have similar worldviews and values and senses of humor, and you're like, oh my gosh, I really like them and they like me. But then, you know, say they're fresh off a relationship and they say they're not looking for anything serious. They're looking for something casual or whatever, but you're not. And then when that happens, if you don't respect that, you're going to end up chasing, you're going to end up in a one-sided relationship, or you're going to end up changing why you're dating in the first place. And that's no way to live. So I'll get to more on that in a second. But first things first, I really do think that the purpose of a first date is to make sure you're on the same page, the same page. That is the purpose of a first date. And that might be different from how you usually approach a first date, right? Like, you might be like, I usually use a first date to see if we get along, to see if we vibe, and then I'll get more serious. But personally, case Kenny opinion here, I'd say that is a bit cart before the horse. I think the purpose, first and foremost, is to see if their page is your page and vice versa. I think it's that important. Because doing this on date one or date two will help you avoid what I see time and time again, which is a month in and you're like, I still don't know what they want, which is a situationship, which is a one-sided relationship, which is someone treating you like an option, and so on and so on. And to me, that's just so insane, because you would never let that slide in other areas of your life. You'd never let that slide in your career. You wouldn't, you know, be 3 months into your job and be like, yeah, I really don't know what my boss expects of me. No, you'd ask for clarity, right? You wouldn't let that slide in another area of life. You wouldn't go shopping without knowing your size. You wouldn't, if you were in the housing market, you wouldn't visit a house without, if you're considering buying it, without knowing if it's in your price range or not. You'd ask for clarity, of course. And I think we have to use date one, date two, whatever you want to call it, to figure out if you're on the same page with them or not. So that's my quick rant right there. That's why I think what follows, what I'm going to talk about here, is so, so important. And my advice is not shocking, I suppose, but it's always something that I say, and it's tend to be met with, And all my advice is that on date one or date two, you have to ask. You have to ask. You have to ask, what are you looking for? I'll get to more specific in a minute, but that is part one of this episode. Do you want to make sure you're on the same page with someone else? Hopefully the answer is yes. Well, then you have to ask them what page they're on. That's it. You have to ask them, what are you looking for? What do you want? And usually when I give this advice to someone, it's met with the usual case. Like, I understand that, but in this day and age, if I ask that, I'll sound crazy. I'll sound too overeager. That's too much for a first date. That sounds way too serious. And yeah, like, you will sound that way if you corner someone on a first date and hit them with, what's your intention with me? You shine a light in their face and turn down the music and you're like, are you being honest? What do you want? Yeah, of course. Of course, that is too much. But if you do it the right way, you'll get the answer you're looking for, and there will be no problem about the way you asked it. Not at all. That's just you simply asking, hey, what are you looking for? Why are you here? What do you want? Personally, I'm amazed by how hesitant we all are to ask this question early on. I'm talking early, early on. Personally, I can't think of a first date that I've been on where I didn't ask that question. And I'm the guy. I'm the guy here. And I date women. And I feel like women are usually the one, more often than not, to ask this. And I've always been the one to ask it. I think it's that important, but also not that serious. Like, you just ask it in a super casual way. So what's up? Oh, you look amazing. So what are you looking for? Like, super casual, super light. I think it's an obvious no-brainer question to ask. Like, why wouldn't you ask this question? You're two people meeting with the purpose of seeing if there should be a second meeting. It's not an out of left field question. It's not too serious. It's expected. It's a no-brainer. So I just wanted to get that out of the way here. How do you figure out what someone wants? You ask them. You ask them. Shocker, right? You have to ask. But here's part two, and where I think I could be a little bit more helpful than just kind of amping you up. Let's say you ask them that question. What do you want? Well, in my experience, there's two possible responses, more or less, that you'll likely to hear. Two responses, two categories. The first category is you'll hear someone be super honest with you, like way more honest than you probably expect. They'll say, I'm just looking for fun. I don't want to settle down. This is just for fun. If someone says that, kudos to them. Like, they're being honest. You got to give them some credit. And if that's the page you're on, great. You guys go have some fun. That's fantastic. You're on the same page. But I tend to find it rare that people are that honest. So here's the second category. It's a more ambiguous, non-committal category. And it's where I find the majority of people live. You ask, so what are you looking for? Or maybe you dress it up a little bit more. So what brings you to the dating apps? First date, huh? What's going on? However you ask it. Again, we're talking casual here. But you ask that. And I found that the majority of times you'll hear a middle of the road answer. You'll hear a middle of the road answer like, oh, you know, I'm out here. I'm looking, I'm doing my thing until I meet someone special. I'd love to meet someone and see how things play out. Commitment. Yeah, sure. If that happens, great. I'm open to it. You'll hear responses like that. And it's funny. I laugh hearing those kinds of things. I laugh right now even saying it because it's like it's lawyer speak. You know, they say a lot, but they really don't say anything. And I've been there. Of course, I've said that on a first date before 100% because a non-committal middle of the road answer like that kind of answers the question, but also definitely does not. And it allows for a guy or a girl or whatever to give you a great non-answer. So that begs the question, what do you do when someone hits you with the non-committal middle of the road answer to your question? Well, you know, I found that people do push themselves to embrace the awkwardness and ask that initial question. So kudos to you if you're the person who does ask that. Hey, what are you looking for? Good for you. I don't think it's awkward at all. I don't. I think it's an expected first question. So good for you if you ask that. But then when you get an answer like that, I have found, though, that most people stop there. Most people stop there because to continue to push the issue, then you seem like you're interrogating them, right? And I do get that. I do understand that. Like a first date, a second date, a third date, they're supposed to be fun. They're supposed to be light. Like dating is fun. Flirting is fun. Banter is fun. Bring in your best material and your best jokes. It's fun. So of course, I understand why we are all very hesitant to push the issue. You're like, I asked the question. I did my due diligence. I got an answer. Calling it a day. But here's my thing with this. We have to push the issue just a little bit more. We have to. If we don't, we're literally like, I don't like that answer, but I guess I'll just see what happens. I'll just float in the wind. And when they decide to give me more, when they decide to be honest, when they decide to tell me, then great, I'll be there. And I don't know about you, but I just can't stomach that. Maybe it's me being a little bit older now, 33, but that's like taking everything you've learned about yourself, everything you know about your standards, your boundaries, everything you've learned from your past dating experiences and being like, well, I'm a bit confused by their answer, but oh well, oh well, I'll just wait around. Like, I think you owe it to yourself to not do that. I think you owe it to yourself to push it just a little bit. You owe it to yourself to get a better sense of their intention, a better answer, to see if they're on the same page or not, right? It's like you're the main character in your life, right? You say you create your own happiness. You say you have standards. You say you love yourself. Well, then prove it. Prove it. Embrace the awkwardness, even though I don't think it's awkward, but embrace the awkwardness. You owe that to yourself. You have to ask a follow-up question. So my point here is that in the instances where someone hits you with a, yeah, you know, I'm out here, I'm looking, I'd love to meet the right person, no rush, but I'm open to some kind of commitment. If someone says that, you owe it to yourself to ask a follow-up question. A light, playful, no pressure follow-up question. And I think specifically you should ask them the following question. You should say, well, what does that look like? Well, what does that look like? That is the question. It's a very flexible question. And again, it could be in response to any middle of the road answer they give you. They might say, oh, you know, I'd love to find someone eventually. I'm open to dating. I'm open to commitment if I can find it. I'd love to find my person. I'm not in a rush, but I'm open to it. You hear that, and then you say, oh, that's amazing. Cool. Well, what does that look like for you? You say that. That is what you say. Again, light, casual, nothing crazy. You say, oh, cool. Great. That's really nice to hear. Well, what does that look like for you? And I think this is a really good question because I've found that it quickly reveals if they've thought about it. If they've thought about it. Because in my life, I've found that if you can't put together a decent answer to that question, again, don't expect like poetry because, you know, it's a first date, whatever. But if they can't string together a decent sentence, it probably means they haven't thought about it. They haven't thought about what they want. And if someone hasn't thought about what they want, if they haven't thought about why they're dating, well, it's not necessarily a red flag, but it's definitely something to consider. If you're on a date and you can't answer why you're on a date, it's like, huh? Huh? If you're looking for a partner, but you have no idea what you want in a partner, it's like, huh? Right? And I think this question kind of exposes it just a little bit. So if you're like, for instance, if you and me, if we're on a date together and you asked me that question, you said, Case, what are you looking for? And I said, oh, you know, I'm not in a rush, but I'd love to find someone. And then you said, okay, cool. So what does that look like? Well, I could have two responses, I suppose. I could say, oh, well, you know, I'd love to find someone I can joke with, who loves to travel, who understands that I'm really committed to my creative work and my purpose, who's driven, who's motivated in their career. That's what I'm after. I could say that, or I could hear that question and I could be like, oh, wow, you're really putting me on the spot, huh? Waiter, another drink, please. I'm kind of open to seeing what happens. I'm open-minded, you know, I don't really have a type. Whatever happens, happens. If those are the two options, which one of those makes you feel more at ease? Which of those responses gives you insight into me more? The first one, right? Like, obviously, this isn't science. You know, people could be nervous on first or second dates, so don't put all your eggs in this basket. But backing up to the idea here, to the frustration, to the chaos of modern dating, it stems from not taking time to understand their intention early on. It stems from not trying to know their intention early on. It's the chaos of modern dating. It stems from that. It's like, you know what you want. You know why you're dating. You've taken the time to know why you're dating. You've taken the time to know what you're looking for, more or less. You've done the work, but then you start to engage with someone who doesn't know at all. That is the foundation for frustrating dating experiences, for dating ambiguously. And to avoid that, all you have to do is ask. You have to ask to get to the bottom of it, to see if you're on the same page as them. So if anything from this episode, on a first date or a second date, all I'm saying is you have to ask them, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? That is it. And I say that because it's like very logical advice, but I think you'd be surprised by how many people don't do this. Because yeah, okay, sure, it might be awkward. You might come across as too much, but let's examine that scenario. Let's say your nightmare comes true. It comes true and that question freaks them out. That question makes them think that you're on crazy pills. You're way too much. Okay, well then what? Well, the reality is you dodged a bullet. Would you really want to be with someone who's like that soft? Like soft in a negative sense here. Do you want to be with someone who's that soft, who's turned off by you knowing what you want? Heck no, get out of here. Are you kidding me? Honestly, that's embarrassing for them. Seriously, you should be turned off by that, not them. Like that's embarrassing for them. So I really do think there's no downside here. You ask that question. What are you looking for? What do you want? Why are you on a date? And if they give you a middle of the road answer, which I found is very common, you hit them with a follow-up question. You hit them with the, so what does that look like? And just see what they say. See what they say. If they've thought about it and they actually have a why and they've learned a little bit about what they want, that's a good sign. Leave it there. Just vibe. See where it goes. But if they don't, if they can't form a sentence, if they freak out, well, it's just something for you to keep in mind. But either way, now you're not walking away from date one or date two with a huge question mark in your head. You either know you're not on the same page, in which case I hope you respect yourself and you act accordingly, or you know you're on the same page, or at least you're on the same chapter, right? At least you've taken charge of your life in a small way, and you've verified that the two of you at least have a reason to date, have an intention to date, and you can use the next date to dig into it a bit more. But you'd be surprised by how many people date just to date. They don't have a reason. And that, I found in my life, is the reason that dating could be so frustrating. But being intentional, you're setting yourself up for success. Digging into their intention, you're setting yourself up for success. You're respecting yourself. You're not just floating in the wind, plastic bag, Katy Perry style, hoping that they decide to grace you with honesty at some point. Nah. You're a grown-ass adult. You're a grown-ass adult. And you're not going to ask what you want because it might be awkward? Heck no. You're going to ask because you owe it to yourself to not waste your time, to not waste your energy with people who aren't on the same page. Their answer, if you don't like their answer, it doesn't make them a bad person. And you asking the question in the first place, it doesn't make you an overeager person. It's just a qualification. That's all this is. It's like your qualification dating. If you're one of those people who's like, I only date 6-foot dudes, that's okay. If you're one of those guys who's like, I'm only attracted to blondes, that's okay. But those are qualifications. And some people very much live by their qualifications. And I dig that. But this needs to be a qualification for you. A qualification for you needs to be, we're on the same page, right? And if you're not, you respect yourself and you do what's best for you. But this is the question, these two questions rather, and this energy, this is some main character energy you have to embrace. This is what it takes to figure it out. This is what it takes to figure out if their intention aligns with your intention. And I really do think in dating, especially in 2021, 2022, you owe it to yourself to embrace the awkwardness, if you want to call it awkwardness, but embrace it and push yourself to figure out what their intention is, because you do owe it to yourself. So that's it. I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share it with a friend. And also if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that you take, 45 seconds and leave a 5-star rating and review. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting me on newmindsethoodis.com. And until next episode, I'm out.